Good morning. So we're going to do something different this morning, and something that we are going to begin incorporating into our Sunday morning gathering, and this is what it is. Ready? We're going to do a monthly pause for thoughts and perspective on how to be well-rounded, countercultural Jesus followers as we walk the good earth God has given us. So this is my buddy Robert Aguero, and I'm going to let him share a little bit from his perspective.
All right. Hi, everyone. Like Char said, if you don't know me, my name is Robert Aguero. I've been a part of Refuge for about 4 years now. And if you do know me, you may not know what I do. I'm not very good at explaining it if you have ever talked to me about it, but I have an educational and professional background in natural resource and environmental management. I'm a licensed forester in the state of California, and I've been working up and down this state in varying capacities on forestry and environmental management projects for the past 5-6 years now. More importantly, I've been a Christian for almost 10 years now. So fittingly, Char has asked me to prepare an exhortation that I've written and will share with you on the biblical call to stewardship as it relates to the environment, creation, and its intersection in our lives and how we live out our faith. So, as we all are probably aware, the issues facing the natural world are vast, complicated, and worst of all, polarized. The human-centric view of the East and the West have put us at the center of our own universe and encouraged a mindset of domineering ownership over the land, water, and air that we sustain ourselves with. And because we are human and we are prone to folly, we've made grave mistakes that the world is currently paying for. A few recent examples that I've been reading about in the news. Microplastics have been found as far deep as the Mariana Trench. Beaches in California are being closed due to excessive sewage runoff. Rising temperatures across the world, which then, as we are all familiar with, has led to larger and more intense wildfires occurring than existed prior to Western settlement of the state, while the number of fires has actually decreased. These are all the result of human influence across the landscape. I believe the Bible prescribes a different attitude towards how we should view our relationship towards creation. Psalm 24:1 describes the earth as belonging to the Lord. Leviticus 25:23 tells Israel that they do not own the land. Rather, it is owned by God. Genesis 2:15 describes Adam's task of working and keeping the land as a caretaker rather than a landlord. We are not the owners of this world. We are not the true owners of our own land. And similar to how all that we've done and said in our interpersonal and private lives will be called to account in the last days, I believe that our relationship towards creation will also be called into account by the Lord. I believe we will be asked if we have had hearts of detached utilization of the land or if we had hearts of stewarding care of this earth. If biblical statements regarding our role as temporary tenants of creation and God's ownership of creation do not stir us to any conviction, then hopefully this does. Mark 12 verses 28 through 31. I think we have a slide for that. Yeah. And one of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And then Matthew 25, verse 40. And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." It is my belief that the ethic and lens through which we as Christians should view our relationship to the natural world and creation is rooted in a love for our neighbor and a love for the least of these. As a society, we've begun taking baby steps toward realizing that our impact on the environment affects future generations. If we are pro-life or we care about the future at all, we also need to be pro-environment. And we need to realize that our impact on the environment affects the current generation worldwide. Some of the people groups that are most impacted and stand to be impacted by environmental degradation and climate change are those who have never heard the gospel. How can we as the church, with a capital C, church at large, say that we are reaching the lost if we are supporting systems that are destroying the lives of those who we want to reach with the gospel? We have an essential duty as charged by God to take care of his creation, not just on a human level, but over all of his creation. The plants, the animals, the land, the air, the water, all that God has made. Yes, we are made in the image of God, and as such we should steward over this earth as God has intended. I do not think or believe that God would steward over the garden in the same way that we as humans have stewarded over this earth. To steward over something is to take care of it and to responsibly manage it. We steward over our homes, our families, our finances. And these are some of the things that we're good at talking about and we're good at practicing. Yet how often do we think of how we individually and as Christians are stewarding over creation? I am by no means up here as some bleeding heart liberal, save the whales, hug the trees conservationist, nor am I some baron of consumption looking to gobble up our natural resources because it's ours to rightfully take. I've been studying and working in the natural resource management industry for almost a decade, but I'm not perfect. I also drove a car here. You know, I've written logging plans, I've written restoration plans, and I feel like I can rest in the knowledge that what I'm doing is the right thing for the environment, and that I'm walking in one of the purposes that the Lord has created me for. This isn't a political issue, it's a human issue. This is loving our neighbors. This is caring for the least of these. I would be remiss if I have all this to say, and yet offered nothing to look forward to as our hope. Yes, we can change the course that we have set ourselves upon. No, we don't need to be doing everything perfectly. We just need to be doing. It's an issue we need to talk about, and it doesn't need to consume our lives, because we have as our hope a renewed creation and the perfect steward in Christ. But we are still called to be stewards. And we should let the stewardship of Christ and the Creator permeate all aspects of our lives. Some of you may have passion surrounding these issues, and I'd love to be a listening ear and even maybe partner alongside of you in these issues. So what can we do? As individuals, I think it starts small, something simple, like recycling if you don't already, tapering off your use of plastics, bringing your own cup to church for coffee, getting a reusable water bottle, eating one less meat-based meal a week. Teach your children the importance of stewardship and creation care. Plant a tree or a garden if you can. Support groups and leaders that advocate for the environment. Right? It's not revolutionary stuff. It doesn't have to be giant, expensive things like selling your truck and getting a Prius or a Tesla. But if you feel so inclined, it's not a bad idea. Next, as a church, the first thing we can and should be doing is praying. Praying for the renewal of our minds so that we may see ourselves as stewards of creation. Pray for creation. Pray that the tides of consumerism and selfish gain destroying our home would be replaced by a mindset of holism and a mindset of responsibility. Maybe you have ideas. Share them with those who you know. Invite others into that if you want. There's so many opportunities to volunteer in this county and city. There's park cleanup days that can be found on the city's website. Volunteer-driven environmental projects like Land Paths, the River Alliance, County and State Parks, and more are available to all of us. Be involved, bring your kids along, and do something. You know, if after you hear this, you want to argue with me about how climate change models aren't accurate, or the problems aren't as bad as they seem, or how dare I tell you how to live your life, ask yourself, am I living out my role as a steward over creation as God intended for me? Ask yourself. Why do you feel challenged or confronted? Or why do you feel uncomfortable? Ask yourself, are these bad things that you think I'm up here suggesting? I don't think they are. In closing, we have as our hope the hope of a renewed, perfect creation to enjoy and worship the Lord in. And if our aim here is to be islands of kingdom living in the sea of darkness, then let us steward over the created world in a way that reflects our perfect steward, and let us bring back a lifestyle of tending and keeping the garden that God has ordered for Adam. We have the hope of a renewed creation, so let us live it out in the meantime.